Hello and welcome to this episode of the Living by Disney podcast. On today's show, drones are coming to Disney World, finally. No walls at Epcot for the first time in forever. And we're getting kids' reviews on Slinky Dog Dash. Let's get to it.
Welcome to the Living by Disney podcast. Your home for all things Orlando. News, reviews, and real talk. Helping make your visit to Disney World just a little more magical. Now, here's your host, Serena Lynn.
Hello, and welcome to the first ever video podcast for the Living by Disney show. What do you guys think? We are so excited to be here. Now, if you're listening and you're really confused because you're like, y'all, I've been listening to y'all for like a year. This is not your first episode. It is for video. This is our first video podcast, and we have a whole setup here, a studio, and we're going to have you come hang out with us on YouTube now because we're adding some new elements to the show, and I am so excited. First, thank you for coming and for being here and hanging out with us tonight. I've got Louisa with me.
Hi.
And we're really excited. Is this the second time we have filmed this?
Couldn't say.
Yeah. Some technology decided that last night was a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
And we needed another run.
We're that pro.
We're that good.
Dress rehearsal. Yeah. Tech. Yeah. Now we're ready. This is the one.
This is going to be the one. It better be the one. If it's not the one, nobody may ever see it. May never see the light of day because Serena may have a meltdown and not be able to continue.
It's going
to
be great.
We're so glad you're here. This has been a work in progress for a long time. So we started our audio podcast a year ago, almost exactly.
Almost to the day.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. And when I started that, I knew I wanted to do a video like version of it, but it took a little while to get here. We experimented like a couple months in with just videoing ourselves doing like the normal, like just our normal recording. We were just kind of sitting there with like our headphones.
Yeah. And doing, like, you've seen podcasts before, and it was fine,
but it wasn't what I wanted. I wanted this.
Of course,
because why make something simple when you can overcomplicate it? But this has been sort of a dream of mine for years, honestly, since the beginning of Living by Disney. I sort of thought I wanted to have kind of like a Disney talk show, basically. Now, when I say talk show, I just very quickly don't want to raise the bar too high here. I don't want y'all thinking like Jimmy Fallon or like let me just bring us down here. This all looks really cool, right? But you know, I'm just a mom figuring it out as she goes along. There is a lot of new technology and a lot of new components to this that I'm sure we're going to have some technical difficulties or just whatever. So bear with us as we figure this out.
But we have big plans.
Oh, huge plans. Huge plans. You guys don't even know. Huge plans. And how cool is this set, right? So part of what, you know, took 6 months to work on this was building this set in my office. I didn't have a video studio, as you know, as most people do not have a video studio in their home. And so we set this up and it took a little while. We got some new signs. How cool is this sign, you guys? Isn't this amazing? I love it so much. We redid the logo, and the designs here came right out of the intro. So if you guys saw the little video intro, how cute is it? Please, if you liked it, just tell me in the comments. I need validation. And as you can probably tell, it's very inspired by the retro Disney Waltz sort of era. A lot of Disneyland, a lot of, you know, Disneyland used to have these evening events like Disneyland After Dark, and I loved like the promos that they would do for that, and very Carousel of Progress, you know, Project Tomorrow, all of those things sort of, you know, mixed into this together. And we created the little family that you see there, and that's going to be like our little Living by Disney family that we're helping and seeing like visit the parks and experience things. And so I hope you guys liked it, because it's honestly, it's my favorite thing that I've done like ever. It's so cool. It's so cool. But we're so glad you're here because the one of the big reasons that I wanted to move into a video show is because a big focus for us and as part of this business and like our goals and everything has been community. And community is really tough to build and really connect. And I feel like, you know, after the last couple of years, we're all losing our communities locally and within our like neighborhoods and stuff. But I think online community can really be a big way to sort of fill that and kind of give us that sense of belonging and finding like-minded people that love the things you love. And when I first really started going hard on Living by Disney and really focusing on it as a business in 2019, that's when short form video was just taking off. And all of my focus was on social media. So it was like Reels and then TikTok. TikTok blew up in 2020 for me. And I was like, I realized that I had such a short time to connect with people. At first it was like 15 seconds and then it got 10 seconds. And now I think it's like running like about a 5 second attention span that people have as they're scrolling. And you know, how do you build community and make connection in 5 seconds? You don't actually. It's really impossible to do. Very, very hard. And I love podcasting because it gives you more time and like you can like chill and you can hang and it yeah. feels like you're like, you know, when you listen to a podcast and you're like taking a walk or you're, you know, vacuuming or folding clothes or whatever it is you're doing, working on something, it feels like you're hanging out with people and it's sort of like it keeps you company, yeah. right? And that's what I think podcasts can really be in like their best form. And so I love that. And I wanted to kind of expand on that in video, especially because YouTube gives you the ability to get feedback so much easier. Podcasts like, at least on Apple, which is the biggest one, Apple and Spotify, there's not really like a place where people can very easily like give you feedback. You know, there's reviews, which are awesome. We love reviews. Please, you know, we love reviews, but but it's nice to have a little back and forth, right? A little bit of conversation. You say something, I can reply. You can let me know what you're, you know, kind of wanting to hear more of or whatever. And YouTube just really gives you that ability because I've got this comment section and there's community tabs and all of that stuff. And my goals are to really go hard here and really connect with you guys more closely in that way. And then even take it offline. We have yeah. some like real life
meetups.
Yeah.
And yeah, just getting to hang out and talk about Disney and the stuff we like to talk about anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is what we would be doing anyway, to be honest. I mean, I think Disney fans are like that, right? Like we hear, you know, something pop up, news happens, Disney releases something and we immediately...
And we're texting
yeah.
and talking and
yeah.
theorizing.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely speculating, armchair imagineering, mm-hmm. all of the things. But yes. we all want to like do that. We want to get feedback and did you hear? And what do you think this will be or that'll be or something? And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun ultimately. So I kind of want this to be a place where you guys come and you hang out with us and we're committed. We are going to be here every week for a year, hanging out every week,
making stuff up,
yeah,
figuring it out, not knowing the names of things.
Yeah,
we will be here for that.
We will. And if that's your vibe,
yeah, then please,
yes, good vibes, positivity. You know, we're Disney fans, we're theme park fans. We are really wanting to expand our own comfort zones in terms of like have our own challenge of doing 24 adventures in 2024 and trying new things. And there's so much to do out there. And if we can kind of encourage each other and encourage you guys and just create a little bit more fun and a nice little place to hang out. So I hope you guys will come and show up for us and we'll show up for you. And this will be really cool.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really, really exciting.
Yeah. And if you are listening, there's so much of what Serena and Living by Disney does so well is to show you how to do Disney better. And sometimes when we're talking on the audio podcast, that can be tricky because we want to explain it and tell you, and now we can show you. And
yes.
So I'm really excited to be able to have like little visuals or show you video if we're talking about an event that we attended or a rope dropping strategy, we can literally talk about it here and then also show you on the screen via YouTube. So yeah, that's cool.
It gives us a lot more ways to kind of like bring you along with us.
I'm much better with pictures than with explaining. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We video content. That's what I love about video content. Exactly. Is like, that's why I love, you know, Instagram and stories, because I can explain it to you, or I can just be like, here, that's what it looked like.
Here it is. Here is the door you go in. Yeah. And go this way and do this thing. Or this is what it was like. It was dead. It was busy. It was disorganized. The line was long. There was no line. Mm-hmm. I would rather just show you personally. Yeah. But
and let you feel like you're there.
Right.
And get your own impressions and all of that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. It's much nicer. I totally agree. Yeah. So it's going to give us a lot of ways to expand. And if you're a normal podcast listener, don't worry. Nothing's changing for you. We are going to be adding in these elements. So if you're listening and there's something that you're like, oh, I do kind of want to see what they're talking about, just hop on over.
Hop on over. Come on down.
To the YouTubes and hang out with us here. And, you know, see what it's like. Because I think you might get hooked to this format. So don't assume you won't. But one thing that we are changing a little bit is sort of the segments. So instead of just one main topic, we're going to always have a main topic, but there's going to be other smaller segments. And those are like what I'm really excited about, because they're like really fun. So
this is the part that is a little bit like Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
If I might say so. Like, yes. As we talked through all of this, I always think of the thank you notes that he does, where he's like, thank you. Fast pass or whatever, that's things that don't exist. And so that having that reoccurring fun element where now it'll like you'll hear a little sound or there'll be a visual and it'll be like, now it's time for ta-da.
Yes.
And so Serena has a lot of really fun ideas and segments planned that we've been making kind of in the background and stockpiling all this stuff. So I'm excited we get to share it now.
They're really fun.
Yeah, they're really fun.
You guys are going to really like them. And I think that it's the podcast, but just with a little extra.
A little
jazz hands, if you will. A little razzle dazzle. Yep. If you will.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will.
Yes. I don't think I've ever used the phrase razzle dazzle.
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
I don't think I will use it again. I think that'll be good for me.
Swing and a miss. It's okay.
It's all right. We tried.
Yeah.
We tried. All right. So speaking of feedback, this is going to be our next segment. Hey. See how I just segue right on in there. I'm such a pro already.
That's because we had a dress rehearsal.
That's true. Honestly, maybe it was helpful in the long run. I'm sure we'll laugh about it later or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It was not funny this morning.
No. It was really not, but that's another story. Mm-hmm. So our first segment that we're going to start the show with is called The Listener Lounge. All right. Welcome to The Listener Lounge. This is our place to hear from you guys and see what you'd like to say to us. For our first one, we're going to highlight two different reviews that we've gotten in iTunes. If you are listening on iTunes, don't hesitate to give us that review feedback. Let us know what you liked. We always read everyone, and they do really help the show to grow, especially on the Apple format. They really look at that a lot. So that is super helpful. Our first review here is from Bartokia. And they say, I've been following Living by Disney for years. She has so much great park info. And Louisa is a lovely new addition as well. I also love their voices, their camaraderie, and they make their content fun to listen to. If you like or love Disney and Universal and you want to stay up to date with the parks, resorts, cruises, definitely listen to the podcast and follow them both. I love that so much. Thank you.
So nice.
I hear a lot of feedback about our voices.
Which is so funny. I know. Because literally no one in my family.
Not one person.
I'm soothing. So
yeah.
I'm glad I can turn it on for you here, because
I don't think maybe we just don't talk the same at home. Let's be honest.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. I need this microphone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We should just talk to our kids and be like, it's bedtime.
Yeah.
It's bedtime, children.
Unload the dishwasher. Sure.
Yeah. No, that definitely won't work. No one will listen to us if we talk like that. But I think you also had one that you wanted to share.
I do. And this is from Ellie Loves Cats Girl so much. And girl, so do I.
I love that's her username. That's awesome.
That's her username.
Amazing.
Okay. I look forward to listening every week. As mentioned in the all-inclusive resort episode, I would love an episode about traveling to Disney with food allergies. My daughter and I have celiacs and are severely lactose intolerant. Mm. Disney has always taken great care of us, and the safety I feel there is a big part of why I'm such a fan of the parks. While I think I'm pretty good at getting around Disney with celiacs, I would love to hear additional tips and experiences.
That's great feedback.
That is a really good idea. We do have a little bit of planning going on for that, and we just need to...
Yeah, we need to kind of nail down a little more info.
Yeah.
I think it's really... Well, you have to handle allergy conversations really carefully.
Really carefully.
And with a lot of disclaimer that we are not medical professionals or anything. Mm-hmm. But Disney is amazing with handling that. In fact, if you have serious allergies... Disney's probably one of the few places, honestly, that you can vacation.
Yeah, yeah, that is so true.
My daughter has a really serious gluten allergy, and she will tell you that Disney is one of the few places that she can vacation and not be stressed. Like, maybe she can go other places and it's okay, but she's worried.
Yeah.
You know, and that takes something out of it for you.
Yeah, we talked to that cast member that said she had a life-threatening peanut allergy, and that as a child coming, this was like one of the few places she felt like she could relax. And so this isn't just like PRR, like they really are pretty thorough and intense about food allergies,
and it's
very impressive. And so I'd love to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll do that. Great. Thank you for that feedback.
Yes.
And if you guys have any more, you know, again, this is our first episode on YouTube, so it's a great place to start giving us this feedback as we're developing the show, as we do things like, you know, help us grow it. You know, grow it with us.
We have ideas. Cool. It's more fun if you like it too, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're probably going to do them anyway, but we would like to know if they were a hit or a miss.
We not want to know going in what's going to bomb.
Yes, definitely. All right, that'll do it for that. And now it is time for one of the segments that I have been the most excited about since we were planning. It is called The Tiny Tourist. This will be the place for kids to give their honest and unbiased reviews of various attractions, shows, and rides inside of Disney's theme parks. And they're going to be giving these reviews not only to us, but for other kids.
For other kids.
Yes.
Which makes so much sense because so much content that we see is made by adults and for adults.
Yeah, in the Disney space.
Yeah, exactly. So if you follow a lot of Disney creators, I'm always like, okay, well, that's great that you could do all that. But what about a child?
Yes.
With whom I will be traveling.
Yes. And, and I will not be able to ditch.
I will not.
To go to Disney.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, this is exciting.
And yeah. I also like, too, that we're... In general, just so you know, if you're new to us, that the podcast and the show will always be very family friendly.
Yeah.
So if you have your kids with you, they can watch it with you. But if they're also just in the room or in the car or wherever, it's not going to ever be a thing where you're like,
yeah, we're not going to go there.
Yeah. No, we're good. We'll keep it family friendly. And even from the Disney standpoint, you know, sort of keeping the integrity of the Disney experience as well. So that's important to me. All right. So it's time for Tiny Tourist. Let's do it. All right. Our first reviews are of Slinky Dog Dash.
Slinky Dog Dash. And this first one is one of my favorites.
Okay. Hi, my name is Emily and I'm 5. I like to talk about Slinky Dog Dash. Slinky Dog Dash is the best. I love it so much. But the drops are too big for me. I don't want them. I love it best.
Oh my gosh. I love Emily. We love it. Is the best.
It is the best.
It is.
Yes. You were right.
Thank you so much.
You're adorable.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Mira. I'm 6 years old. And Slinky Dog Dash is my favorite roller coaster. And if you want a fast ride, get the back seat. If you want a more not so jerky ride, get the front.
Mira, age six, likes the front.
Yes.
With some tips there for other kids of if you want a little wilder, it's in the back.
The back is a little faster.
Yeah, a little jerkier.
Yeah, and she likes the front.
She likes the front. I like the front too.
Great tips. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Rowan, and I'm 10 years old. I love Slinky Dog Dash. I like it because it's really smooth, and it's good for people that aren't so sure about roller coasters yet. Another reason why I love it is because it has all of the Toy Story characters in there, and it also lights up at night. Those are the reasons why I love Slinky Dog Dash.
I love her.
No, she had a thesis.
She did.
She had her supporting statement.
Yes, she had her conclusion.
She brought it back, yes, with the conclusion.
Yeah.
Very well articulated.
I've seen college dissertations that were not as well thought out as that. That's amazing.
I love the characters too that light up.
Yes, fantastic.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Claire and my age is 8. And I would recommend Slinky Dog for kids around my age. It might be a bit scary when it drops down. You might want to do a video to show how fast or how slow the tempo is.
I love that.
I know.
She has, this is a true statement though to the kids today.
Yes.
Because she is immediately like, look, just go to a video.
Yeah, show a video. Yeah. Where's the POV of this cry to show the tempo?
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this? I don't know.
Claire. That's amazing.
We are going to show a video, Claire, of Slinky Dog Dash so that we can show kids the tempo because it might be a bit scary, but it is also good for kids around 8.
Around 8.
I agree with you 100%.
I love that.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Cormac. I'm 8 years old. And Slinky Dog Dash is a good experience. It might go a bit fast and it doesn't go upside down. I think other kids would like it because it might go a little bit fast, but it has good vibes.
It has good vibes? I want to be friends with Cormac.
It does have good vibes. It has
good vibes. What else do you need to know about this ride? Tell us. That is the best review of Slinky Dog Dash.
It does. It has amazing vibes.
It has amazing vibes. We love that, Cormac.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay, okay.
Okay, we have to. We are going to be doing this in a two-parter.
Yes, if you sent yours, we are going to get to it. Mm-hmm. We're just going to spread them out a little
bit. Yes,
because
we got so many in there.
They're so good. We were like, we have to share all of these.
Yes.
All of these are in.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Roman. 5 and my first time of Slinky Dog when I went to Disney, it was scary. I didn't like the one where it boosted you off. And I would do it again if I was older. My mom and dad gave me a hide and Mickey treat. And also, I did it at night and I really liked the tracks that lighted up. And also, the cast member, helped me and he said, do you want it slower? And then it was slower.
Oh my gosh. What was his name?
Roman.
Oh.
Age 5. He had to be really brave.
Yeah, and he was really brave. And he tried something new, which we don't talk about a lot with even adults, but with kids, the fact that they try a ride that they're unsure about.
Yeah.
He got hugs and Mickey treats.
He got hugs and Mickey treats. And then he tried it again.
Yes,
at night. And the cast member helped.
Yes.
And we heard that a couple of times. If you work on Slinky Dog Dash, I want to talk to you.
I know. I have some questions.
I have questions.
Yeah, because they obviously have a few tricks.
A few tricks that they
help can do.
Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm just so curious about these lights that when they go on, it goes slower.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that real?
I don't know, but it's great.
I love it.
Yeah, it's super cool. So Roman,
thank you, Roman.
Yeah,
yeah.
So sweet. Thank you. Part 2. Will be happening for Tiny Tourists. We've also got reviews coming up for Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. So that'll be fun. And this is going to be a reoccurring segment. So pay attention to when we share in Instagram stories about what we're looking for next. And we've got our hotline phone number below. We'll always keep that there. You can give us feedback. You can send in questions. And that'll be where you'll leave your little voicemail reviews, which would be so cute.
And you can just call us and say anything. Yes. You. Can I say that?
Yeah.
It goes to Serena. So
yeah. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Let's talk.
Yeah.
All right. A quick word from our partners and then we'll be right back. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know that we partner with Mickey Travels. They are a diamond level Disney travel agency and can help you plan any Disney travel worldwide. They are amazing. They do a fantastic job of making things simpler for you, which I am a big fan of. I have all of my travel booked with Mickey Travels. Even when I'm a pro and I know what to do and how to do it, it makes it simpler for me. So why wouldn't I do that? They can help you with any detail that you want, whether big or small. They can be as involved as you'd like. But the biggest thing that a travel agency can do for you is make sure that you're getting the best price. Disney is in a stage right now where they are releasing a ton of discounts, and you want to make sure that you're getting the best price available to you. And even if a price comes out later that can save you some money, that you can switch to that and maybe get those savings as well. So using a professional travel agency is going to make sure that you're always going to get the best deal and you're on top of your Disney planning details so that you can have your best trip ever. Contact Mickey Travels at MickeyTravels.com or check the link in our show notes. Now back to the show. All right, welcome back. It is time for our main segment, which is news, because we have a lot of it and we've been in a bit of a news drought.
It's been sparse.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of non-news news.
Non-news news, mm-hmm. 100%.
It's something, like something might be happening. It could happen. TBD. We'll let you know.
Maybe. Yeah. Sometime.
We might do stuff.
Yeah. Summerish.
Thanks.
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now we have dates.
Yes.
We have actual things that are happening that are going to happen.
It's so very exciting.
We can.
All right. But we did get some really exciting news. The first one, we're going to start with the one I'm most excited about, and it is that Disney World is finally getting a drone show.
I am How so cool. excited about this. I've never seen a drone show before, but I think, didn't they used to have one?
Yeah, they did. It was in 2016. It was like—
That seems crazy. That seems very cutting edge.
It was kind of cutting edge. They were kind of like ahead of the curve, I feel like.
Yeah, but then what happened? Glad we're picking it back up.
I know. I know. It's about time. Yeah, they had one in 2016. It was like, I was like newish here. I hadn't been living here that long. And it was, I think, during the holidays. And it was at Disney Springs again. And it was really cool. It was like a very limited time thing. I think it's such a great way to entertain people. And they're bringing it back, a totally new show. And it's going to be at Disney Springs again.
It is called Disney. I'm going to hit my mic. Now I can be really flamboyant.
Oh, are you doing jazz hands?
I was going to do some jazz hands.
I Disney told y'all Springs. We would have jazz hands. That's so-
Razzle Dazzle. I don't know. I think you gave up too quick on Razzle Dazzle. I think we could.
Should we bring it back?
Yeah, bring it back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So let me just say that again in case you missed it. It is called Disney Dreams That Soar, which I love this theme already. It's like giving Peter Pan, Dumbo, Aladdin, so many good flying. Okay. Stories celebrating the joy of flight with state-of-the-art drones choreographed to create designs in the sky and paired with soaring musical score and memorable movie quotes. It will happen above the west side of Disney Springs nightly, May 24th to September 2nd. So it is a limited run. Disney Springs, read free, no park tickets. Yeah. Do some shopping, get some Gideons. Mm-hmm. I really want to know if you'll be able to take out one of those boats during this show. Because Ooh. I'm always...
Like the car boats?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have like this... This obsession, you could say, with like, I want to watch the show from the best spot. And
oh, so yes.
I decided that is
that's peak. The one.
That's where you should watch it. If you can, in the middle of the lagoon, I want to try Saratoga Springs. Like, I want to try a variety of locations and report back of where to watch this from. But it seems really cool. I'm so excited that It's giving another nighttime option that you don't need to enter the park to see it.
Yeah.
That we're getting drones, because I feel sad when I see like the Disneyland Paris drones. Even
Disneyland Paris. They did. Man. It was amazing. They basically created the Main Street Electrical Parade in the sky.
In the sky.
Over the castle. It was incredible.
And then we're here like, can we just put lights on our castle?
I know. Like just a little icicle.
Yeah.
Something.
So I'm glad we're getting things. And even Universal Hollywood has a drone show that happens sometimes.
Right. I heard about that.
They make like a Patronus in the sky. So the drones have been tantalizing. Mm-hmm. And I think Universal also has been seen testing.
Yeah.
Like everybody, we're going to have a drone off and I'm here for it.
I know.
I'm like, I will watch all of them.
Well, one thing I love about Disney, I sometimes I feel a little bad for them because they can do nothing without everyone. There's no like move in silence and, you know, wait till you're ready to unveil. No. Disney, somebody already spotted a drone testing like at 3 a.m. or something crazy. And they're like, drones are coming. And I love it. But I love people that do that.
Yeah.
Yes. Honestly, 100%.
I want to be asleep, but I'm so excited. I want to make friends with somebody like this.
Who's, that kind of dedication. Yeah, 100%.
Hit me up. Yeah.
The people that do look for the, what do you call it?
Oh, the permits.
The permit people.
Oh my God, I love that too.
Yes. And they're like, you thought we wouldn't notice? No, we're checking the county records.
It's so hardcore. Yeah,
you're not getting away with nothing.
I can barely move my laundry from the washer to the dryer in one day. And some people are on the internet doing the most.
Yeah.
Just,
and then reporting back for all of us.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah, for
it's
that.
It's a public service.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It really is. But I love that they can't hide that we're getting drones. So by the time, you know, a couple weeks later, they're like, drones. And everybody's like, well, yeah.
We were going to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. But these would be cool. And again, like you said, at a place where you don't even need a park ticket. Super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool. So yeah, that's going to be really fun. I'm very interested in the quotes. I have a lot of questions. Is it going to be like spelling out the quotes? Are they just going to be spoken? If they are spelling them out, is it letter by letter? Is it word by word? I have a lot of questions.
I want it to be James Earl Jones.
Like his voice.
The ethereal voice of God. Or like Simba, remember who you are. Like I want it to be a voice from the sky.
Yes.
And then drone.
Yes.
Magic.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Absolutely. I am here for that. All right. Two more big things happening in Epcot. So basically Disney said we have 4 like celebrations for summer that they're
releasing.
And they're
not all the same.
They're not always level. Exciting. There's a couple really, and then there's a couple. It's nice. It's
great. Fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's always like the redheaded stepchild of the news.
Like we needed something over here.
Yeah.
So
we're going to let you figure out which one of these. Yeah. It is
that we're more excited about. So the first one is at Epcot, and it is the opening of the last building that we have been waiting for that's been under construction at Epcot. It is called Communicore Hall. And what this will mean when this opens on June 10th is that there will be no more walls at Epcot, and that needs to be celebrated. That is a celebrating moment because it has been since 2019, folks. 2019. Do y'all even remember 2019?
Honestly, no.
It's a blur, but that was the last time that we had an Epcot that was open and just free flowing.
No construction.
Yeah. No walls impairing anything. And we'll have it once again. World Celebration is already open, so the majority of that center section has been open, and they did a fantastic job. And I feel like it really got sold a little bit short online, especially at first. People were
haters, like gonna hate.
Yeah, yeah,
always.
Yeah,
but I love that area.
I do too.
Love a little spot to sit, to eat your snack, to charge your phone.
Yeah,
there's characters there. There's photo pass, and at nighttime it is
so pretty.
Yeah, you can sit on an Adirondack chair and you can watch the lights on the ball, and the lights in the pavement are choreographed too to the lights. Like it's beautiful. What is the problem?
I don't know because I think people kind of just look at it and don't think about the practicalities of how much you need places to chill and sit in a park. And Epcot has really been missing that.
Epcot is one of the hardest parks for me to get through. A full park day at Epcot is like...
It's brutal.
You just feel like you're being blasted in the sun and there's not a lot of places to escape. But...
Yeah. If I ever have a meltdown about heat, it's almost always at Epcot. And I know people talk about... They feel like Animal Kingdom is the hottest park, but...
Lies.
I don't.
There's so many World trees Showcase. And shade in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't know. All of my hardest park days have been at Epcot. Yes. And so I would love a place that is a little bit more chill and central.
Definitely.
Not like walking around that.
It could be because I drink more at Epcot.
No.
I'm just thinking about that. I'm like, is there a connection there of like it's overheating me or I'm maybe a little bit dehydrated? That could 100% be.
That is something to
That's irrelevant.
Yeah.
That's beside the point, though.
I know.
That is a problem that's none of my business,
Yeah, no. It's none of all my business. I'm going to say is those people who wound up in the fountain a year ago, I was like, that is inappropriate, but also I get it.
Yes, I have wanted to do that. So Communicore Hall is going to be opening, and it is in the center of Epcot. So if you were looking at an overview of Epcot, and we're going to put up a video of sort of this area and like how it looks as on the monorail so you can kind of visualize where this is. But it's in the sort of quadrant of the center section that's closest to the Imagination Pavilion. And it's a really big building. So it's going to house multiple things inside of it. It's going to be the home for the Mickey and Friends character meet, which used to actually be in that exact same place in the same footprint prior to all of the construction. So that'll be a permanent place where you can go meet Mickey and his friends. You'll have backdrops, you'll have photo pass, all of that will be great. They have confirmed that it's going to have like a lightning lane or a Genie Plus for that, which will be nice. So if you know you want to meet some characters, you'll go in and you'll get multiple characters like all in one row. So that's always really cool. And then also inside will be like an indoor area, nice and cool, that will become the festival center. So lately Disney has been using the Odyssey Pavilion, the Odyssey Building, which is, it's that building that's in between Test Track and Mexico.
Yeah, it's super retro.
It is. It's super cute. And they've been making it sort of the festival center now for many years. And so they completely retheme it. Every festival, it gets a totally new look, and they have food in there and they have seating areas and all of that. Well, that same thing will be now go over into the Communicore Hall, and it'll have indoor areas, places to cool off, and, you know, probably food and drink and things that will change seasonally. They said Epcot festivals and celebrations will all sort of be housed there. So that's really cool. And then the third sort of area of this is kind of an outdoor covered plaza that is going to be for concerts. And they'll have like a concert area that just sort of opens out into those World Celebration Gardens where you can kind of just in passing or sort of stand and watch different shows that happen throughout the year. So this area is going to be super cool. It's got a really neat mural in front of it, kind of like the geo...
the geometric pattern.
Things.
Yeah.
That are
the Epcot ball... Not triangles, but yeah. Things together.
Yeah, it kind of has that vibe. It's very, very cute. So
that's why we need visuals.
I know. Thank God. Aren't you glad we have
on the building the?
We'll just be like
that.
Yes.
I'm so sorry if you're listening. We're gonna do right by you too.
Yes. Yes. But that's gonna be a really, really nice building. And then they announced in this sort of show area what is coming, and that's the other really cool piece of news.
Yes, so this is very exciting. They announced that housed in that show area is going to be an Encanto show, which will be a sing-along with Mirabelle and Bruno, and they will be singing all of the beloved songs from the Encanto soundtrack. And if you haven't seen it, Disney Parks released like a little teaser video, and it's so good.
It's really good.
It's really perfect. They're personalities.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be, I mean, more music in Encanto. What a strong choice to start off for the 100%. Opening of that building. Yeah. It looks really cute. And that also will be limited, though. It'll start on June 10th and will go through September 6th. So I think everything we're talking about is June 10th to September 6th, except the drone show.
Yeah.
The drone show starts May 24th. Everything else is June to September. So it is going to be... I will be there.
Yes. I will too. I mean, Encanto music.
Yeah.
And in a sing-along format.
I know. I love less. That because that's what we want to do.
I know.
Go to the parks and sing Disney songs.
I know. That it's amazing. Perfect. Yeah. That's going to be super cute. So all of that is great, great news there. And then the next event that they mention out of this four is for Animal Kingdom is going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of The Lion King. The Lion King is 30 years old, y'all.
Oh my gosh.
If you remember The Lion King, it might be time to, you know, check your supplements.
Yeah, add vitamin C, yeah. C to your skincare routine.
Yeah.
And add a retinoid.
Yeah. 30 years old.
Oh man.
That's insane to me.
Yeah. I know. I have such a nostalgia for that movie too. Mm-hmm. That was such a good era. I had a Lion King bedsheet and that was remember Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh yes.
So we used like he was heartthrob yes. And then when he was cast as Simba, oh man.
Yes.
Those were the days.
They were. That was like the golden yeah, era.
It really was.
It was yeah. It was such a vibe then.
That's how old I am.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, so that is also going to be June 10th through September 6th. And the way that they'll be celebrating that, it's kind of all over the park, lots of treats, food, popcorn buckets, all of that. But the thing I think I'm most excited about is they're going to bring a character meet and greet to Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Timon and Rafiki.
Yeah.
Which are two characters you can't currently meet. So that'll be a really neat thing.
Yeah, I think it's really nice and they're gonna do it over. So if you don't know about Rafiki's Planet Watch, I definitely slept on that my first several Disney trips because there's no rides there. Yeah. You take a train over to this little, I was gonna call it an island. It's not an island. There's no water. But it's like a little bit separate from the rest of Animal Kingdom, but there is a petting zoo and a playground and that's where you'll meet Timon and Rafiki. But there's also a lot of really cool behind the scenes things happening there. There are the people who prepare the food for the animals doing, or if an animal needs test done, like that's where they bring them. And there's like, they kind of look like classrooms, I'm going to say, or labs. That's yeah, more like labs. And so you can see some like real stuff going on there, them caring for the animals. And so that is really cool. And then they also have the animation experience. So this is also something really cool that I feel like people don't talk about enough. Mm-hmm. And Max just happens to really like art. So we've done it a bunch of times.
We need to do some content on that actually, because yeah, I don't think we've covered it in a while.
So there's like a big seating area and it happens probably, I'm going to guess, six times a day. And a real Disney animator goes and will teach you to draw a character. And so for this celebration during the summer of this celebration of the Lion King, it will be Lion King characters, but it happens all year round. And it's a really cool, very accessible class that they have like broken down. If you feel like you're not good at art, you will surprise yourself of how well you can do it through their instruction. And it's just really fun. And you get to take your little drawing home. It says like animation experience or whatever it is,
which is a cool souvenir.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. They do Zootopia pretty often there. They also do this during, if you've ever seen it at Epcot, they do it during the Art Festival. Yes, that one.
Mm-hmm.
In the America.
Yeah, American Pavilion.
Yeah, I'm losing it. It's happening.
It's happening.
We gotta wrap this up.
We've been talking too long.
Yeah.
Yes. No, but for sure. It is cool. I think that area also has like a little like petting zoo area.
Yeah.
It's really nice. If you watch that Animal Kingdom show on Disney Plus, that's kind of, they bring out a lot of the stuff there that the animal care specialists are.
Yeah,
there.
My kids were really, that's really when we're like, oh, we have to go to that place from watching that show.
Yeah.
It's a really good show.
It is. It's super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't miss that one. I think too, that's the other thing. Now, the last piece of that four things is that Joy from Inside Out will be moved over to Hollywood Studios in that Pixar Place area. So it's kind of the little connector piece between sort of the One Man's Dream and Toy Story Land. It's kind of like a little bit of area that you're going to forget about. The main thing it has is the Num Num cookies.
I was going to say that.
It's the home of the Num Num cookies.
Yeah, that's where. That's where they are.
Yeah.
That's my
that's landmark. The only thing that's there really there. Yeah. But so Joy will be meeting there.
Yeah.
And they'll have like a little backdrop for her. And I think they're going to do like a little preview of Inside Out 2.
Yeah. I really hope that they put Sadness there when the movie comes out. I feel like that would have been more exciting to me because you can meet Joy already right now at Epcot. They're just like...
They're just moving her
putting
over.
Her in a different park. Yeah. But that is like a little Pixar area you can meet. The Incredibles mm-hmm. there sometimes and Sully and Edna Mode. Yeah. So
yeah.
Yay for Joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am excited about that movie.
I am too.
I love that. I will have a lot to say.
Oh, we're going to do a whole show, I think, about that.
I know. So
yeah, I'm super excited
about
it.
No shade to Joy.
Yeah. And of course, along with those four summer things, we have Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which is coming very, very soon, guys. Mm-hmm. We'll put up a little clip of they've been doing a lot of ride testing. Imagineers are riding it now, so they're actually on ride testing, so you know it's really, really close.
Yeah, the music is being heard. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of, you can really go down a rabbit hole mm-hmm. if you want to follow the step-by-step process of this.
Super excited for this. We've been anticipating it for a long time. It's going to be a fantastic addition to Magic Kingdom, and it's almost here.
I feel like it came together faster than
I think they kind of sped it up. Like forever it seemed like it was just like, okay, are y'all building, are you working on this, what's going on? And I guess it was just sort of behind the scenes a little more.
But
it's gonna be super cute, so we have that happening. Last piece of news we have to talk about is Disney Cruise Line. Now you know, we were just saying that Disney World hasn't had a whole lot going on, but Disney Cruise Line has been killing it right now. They have been releasing ships like every time you turn around. They've got the Wish that is out now. They've got the Treasure that's coming out in December. So we're almost to that point where we're going to really start hearing like a lot more information about the Treasure. And then they dropped a whole new ship.
Yeah.
A whole new ship. It's called the Disney Destiny. And what I'm most excited about is its theme. It is heroes and villains.
It looks so cute. They released this little teaser and they have Minnie Mouse and she kind of has on this like hero cape.
Yeah, she has like a little superhero vibe.
Yeah. And then they released some other.
And they have Hercules. So you get a little bit of kind of look of one of the sort of heroes and villains that we're supposed to get, which is Hercules and Hades.
Yes.
Which I think is really cool. I think the whole, I mean, heroes and villains, first of all, there is limitless, but we all know that we want more villains.
Yes.
I mean,
if you don't know
Disney, let me just be clear. More villains.
We want more villains.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything that you will give us from a villain, a meet and greet, a treat, a cupcake. I mean, we will take anything. We will take anything that you have to offer us from the villains because we just don't get enough of them. And they're gold. I mean, some of the best meet and greet experiences I've had in my entire life have been from one of the villains.
It's so much more fun. And I think the last time there was D23, when they released that blue sky concept for a possible villains land, that was one of the most exciting Disney announcements. I really hope that something...
I know.
If something came of that, people would lose their minds, including me.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I'd be like, take my money.
Yeah,
I don't care what you charge me.
I'll sleep outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... Absolutely. More villains content. And I think too, like, I think kids really like villains.
Yeah.
I know my kids always did. Like, they're fun. They're fun to meet and interact with. And, you know, they make kids laugh because they're so ridiculous. And yeah, more villains content is best. It's going to be really fun. They mention in the description, they said that they will have guests on board will encounter heroes and villains alike, including those from beloved animation stories like The Lion King, Hercules, 101 Dalmatians, Within Spaces, Experiences, and Entertainment. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that probably The Lion King will be the show.
That makes sense.
Because it makes sense that the Broadway level shows that they do, it makes sense that, you know, Lion King isn't anywhere. We know that Treasure is going to have Moana, which will be brand new. And again, say less. I'm there. So that'll be really neat. But I think if they brought the Lion King to see, That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'm about to enter my Disney cruise era.
I think you are. I think I'm dragging you there whether you want to or not. So, and all of you too, yes. Please join us.
Join us. They had another little bit of a teaser at the end where you kind of see down this hallway and there were some Easter eggs kind of in there to let you know. So they confirmed those three, the Hercules, the things you just said.
Yes.
But then you could also see Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. You could see Edna Mode, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So we have some more info of things that are going to be happening.
Yeah. How will they connect? Where will they be? You know, you have dining experiences that they could be. You have shows. You have characters. You have themes.
Yeah.
Lounges.
I hope there's like, I love to dress up. I hope there's like Villains Night the way they do Pirates Night or Pixar Day at Sea and all those. Like, give me a Villains Day.
Yes.
They dress like villains. And
wouldn't that be so fun?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And can you imagine the kids? Like, I would die.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. It really would be. So,
yeah. So, we don't have a date yet for this new, the Destiny. We know that Disney will be getting it in their hands sometime in 2025. So, sometime next year. And that doesn't necessarily mean it'll set sail then, but we know that the Treasure is coming December of this year. So that's our next big ship. And all of these are considered Wish class ships. So we have the Wish, it's already sailing now, and the Treasure and the Destiny are all sort of the same, basically footprint of the same ship, just with different theming and different sort of, you know, tweaks and things to it. So I think that that's going to be an amazing addition to the fleet. We'll be talking so much more about that, along with Disney's new island that's coming out in June.
Yes, the island. That looks amazing. Yeah. So
much happening.
Disney Cruise Line is
They're killing it.
Yeah.
What an exciting time. If you are not, you know, on board with that. On board.
It really does seem like the best way to get like Disney, but also get to relax. Because if you come to the parks, you're not coming to chill. Ooh. You're coming to
If you
conquer.
Are, you're doing it wrong.
Right. talk to us.
As far as we're concerned. Yeah.
Right.
So absolutely. Seems, you get an actual vacation.
Yeah. That's how it seems. And I'll just say, this is an unofficial plug, but I didn't know that much about Disney Cruise Line, but I am very interested. And I watched you did a video from your last cruise of Disney Cruise tips.
Yes.
Which there are so many things that are like little, I don't know how to say it, like community building, like the things you put on your door. Like, it looks so fun. If you're interested at all, like, watch that video.
Yeah.
It made me really excited. And then I made Jesse watch it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we have to do this. You really see, like, it's like a different experience. Cause I've been
totally
on cruises,
is.
But now I'm sold.
Yeah. Once you do Disney, I'm sorry.
Oh man.
You just can't go back.
Yeah.
And I do feel like, you know, if you do look at the prices, so I know for our family, we just booked the Treasure for September of 2025. So it's a year and a half out. But that's when you get the cheapest price. The farther away it is, the cheapest it's going to be. And when you look at the prices, keep in mind that you're looking at prices for two people, and it includes all of your food, drink, entertainment, obviously not your alcohol, but includes everything. Like, you could go on that ship and not spend any extra money than that price and have a fantastic time. So there are, obviously, you could do excursions, you can get, you know, upgraded drinks, whatever. But in general, it's a very all-inclusive pricing. So I think that when you look at it that way, it's like, oh, this isn't actually as much as maybe I thought it was, you know. I think that is going to wrap up our very first show. I'm so excited. Thank you for being here. I so appreciate it. Please leave us a comment and let us know what you think, because I will be checking them. Let me just say, I'm going to be like, anytime I see a new comment. So please let us know what you think. Give us feedback. And if you know Disney fans in your life who you think you would enjoy, you know, hanging out with us, please share it with them. If you haven't yet, subscribe, obviously. And we will be back next week.
Yeah.
And every week.
And every week.
Yes. We will
prepare
be here.
To be sick of us.
Yes. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching or listening. And we will be back next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.